AP News, I'm Mike Kempin. President Trump is making new threats following Iran's latest strike on its Gulf Arab neighbors.
An Israeli attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field Wednesday prompted the Islamic Republic's president to warn of uncontrollable consequences that could engulf the entire world. And Tehran followed up with strikes on its Persian Gulf neighbors, hitting gas facilities in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Earlier, a source told AP the U.S. was informed of Israel's planned strike, but did not take part. On social media, President Trump wrote Israel would not attack South Pars again, but warned if Iran continues striking Qatar's energy infrastructure, the U.S. would retaliate, and in his words, massively blow up the entirety. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iran continued its attacks on Thursday, setting Qatari liquefied natural gas facilities and two Kuwaiti oil refineries ablaze. The United Arab Emirates shut down one of its gas operations. The Mideast war has sent global fuel prices soaring. The price of crude oil is up now more than 50% since the war started. The latest retail forecast shows a growth in sales.
The nation's largest retail trade group is forecasting annual sales will grow faster than last year, despite uncertainty over the Iran war. The National Retail Federation expects 4.4% growth in annual retail sales to $5.6 trillion. Chief economist Mark Meadows says the U.S. economy has been a bit up and down, but one bright spot is continued consumer spending. But with the war in Iran and surging oil prices, Matthews says the forecast could be revised in coming months. I'm Jennifer King.
Democratic lawmakers have stormed out of a closed-door briefing on the Jeffrey Epstein files by Justice Department leaders. This is AP News. A hospital patient in Florida is being kicked out.
A hospital in Florida is suing to evict a patient. The patient in room 373 at Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare was discharged in October. She refuses to leave. The hospital says resources have been diverted from helping other patients because of her occupation of the room. A state judge in Tallahassee has been asked for an injunction ordering the patient to vacate the hospital room and authorizing the county sheriff's office to assist if necessary. The lawsuit doesn't say what the patient was treated for, what her hospital bill was, or how she was able to stay in the hospital for more than 5 months despite being discharged. The patient is representing herself. I'm Ed Donahue.
Shares have retreated in Asia after a slump on Wall Street as oil prices shot toward $115 a barrel. On Wednesday, U.S. stocks fell. I'm Mike Kempin, AP News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.